Today's shiur is a Masechta Krisis on Daf Chav Zayin. We will begin with the Mishnah on Daf Chav Vav Amid Beis, three lines after it gets wide. Begins the Mishnah. Hamafrish Beis Siloim La'asham. The halacha is, as Rashi brings down from the Pasuk, Be'er Kecha Kesef Shkolim B'Shekel HaKadosh La'asham. An asham normally is brought with something that is worth two shkolim. The Rambam of the Pirush Mishnayos tells us that the Lashon of the Pasuk of Shkolim in the Lashon HaMishnah is Sloim. So a shekel equals a sela. So if someone was mafrish to Sloim for his Asham, but v'lokach behen shnei elim, and instead of taking one ram for the Asham, he was able to buy two rams. Each ram cost one sela. And the Gemara will have two different pshatim. Either the value at that time was one sela per aisle, and later, as we're going to see in the Mishnah, the price went up, and each aisle now was worth two sloim, or it was originally worth two sloim, except he got a bargain. Someone sold it to him at a discounted price of one sela per aisle. So he only needs one aisle that's worth two sloim, says the Mishnah. Im hoya echad mem yofer shtei sloim. If one of these two is worth two sloim, as we said, the price went up, or he got it at a discounted price, but its real value is two sloim. So yikrav l'ashama. He should be makrav that one for his asham. V'hasheni, and the second one, which also has Kedushas Asham, because he had separated both for an Asham, he wanted one to be an Acharias for the other. If one gets lost, he'll use the other. So now it comes out that it's extra, because he already received the Kapor of the Asham with the other aisle. Vasheni, the halach is, like any Meister Asham, any Asham that's left over that can't be used, Yirache Yitztaev, since an Asham can't be brought as a Nedava, so it pastures until it gets a muminit, v'yimacher, and it's sold, v'yipludom of l'nedava, and the money then is given over for oilos nedava, for the kayet samizbeach, that the mizbeach should always have korbanis on it. So this first case of the Mishnah, there is no aspect of me'ila involved. He didn't steal from Hegdish in any way, he just got two for the price of one. He got two ayolim for two sloim instead of one aisle for two sela, and the Mishnah told us what the halach is. And now, the next two cases of the Mishnayos involve me'ila. Lokach behen shnei elim l'chulin. Instead of taking two elim for an asham, he took two elim for chulim. He was moil behegdish. And by doing that, the money goes out l'chulin. And now it turns out that echad yafa bei sloim, one now is worth two sloim. It went up in price, the two sloim. The echad yafa asor zuz, and one went up to 10 zuz. There are four zuz in a sela. So this one costs more now even than the other one. The other one went from one sela to two sloim. This one went from one sela, which is equal to four zuz, and went up to 10 zuz. So the halach is, Hayafish Deislam, the one that's worth two slum, Yikarv Lashamai. He should use for his Asham. Which Asham are we referring to? His Asham Me'ilas. Because now that he was Moyel, he used Hegdish money for his own purposes to buy Chulin. He used it for Chulin, for, as Rashi says, La'achila. He wants to eat these animals. So he was Moyel Behegdish. So now he has to bring the din of by me'ila is Karen Chaimish Rasham. He has to make restitution on the original Karen, which he stole, which he was moil from Hegdish. He has to add a fifth, and he has to bring an Asham Me'ilois. So the halacha is the one that's now worth two sloim, and every Asham, as we brought from Rashi, has to be shkolim, it has to be two. So the one that's now worth two, Yikrav Lashama, he should use that for the Asham Me'ilois. What does he have rest to do? What's left? Karen v'chaimish. The Hasheni, And the second animal, which is worth 10 zuzim, l'milosai. As Rashi explains, here we're using the word milosai, not for the asham me'ilois, that we already did with the other asham. But we're going to use it for that which he stole. He has to make restitution on a Karen and a Chaimish. So he has, originally he was supposed to bring one Asham. He still has that Chiyav to bring that one Asham. But he has to add a fifth as well. And the halach of a fifth is, really, it's a quarter which turns into a fifth. How is that? For example, here where he was moil, two slum. Each cell is worth four. That means he was moil eight zuzim. Each cell is worth four zuz. So on eight zuzim, if he gives a quarter of eight zuzim, which is two zuzim, that's mila gav, if we look at it from the inside. But in the total picture, if you add those two zuzim to the other eight zuzim, he has to give a total repayment to Hegdish of ten zuzim. So the two zuzim that he added, which were originally a quarter of eight, now if we look at it in the total package from the outside, mila bar, it's two out of ten. Because the sum total of what he's repaying is 10. 2 out of 10 is a fifth. So with the second animal, he'll be yotze his keren, that he had to pay back to Hegdish, an oshem that he was originally chayven, plus a fifth, another 2 zuzim. So by this animal now being worth 10 zuzim, he is mekayim everything. The first animal that's worth 2 salam, every oshem needs to be worth 2 salam. So that he'll use for his asham me'ilois, and for the purpose of keren v'chaymish, he can use the second animal, which is worth 10 zuzim. But now what happens if echad l'ashem v'echad l'chulin? One, he brought correctly. He, with two slaim, he was able to purchase two animals, and one of them he uses for an ashem, and the other one he decides to use for chulit. So his me'ila is only in one sela. So on that one sela, he requires a asham me'ilais and karen v'chaymish. Plus, he has to pay his original ashem. So im ha'yishal ashem yafir shtei slaim, if the one that he set aside for the ashem was in fact by itself worth two slaim, let's say it went up in value from one sell and now it's worth two slaim, so yikar v'ashami, that he can now use for his original asham. V'hasheni, and the second one, the second animal, he can now use l'milosi, he can use for his asham me'ilois. V'yavi ima sell of a chumsha, and besides that, from his house, he has to reimburse Hegdish with a sella, one shekel, a sela, the chumsha, and a fifth, which will come out to a zuz. In other words, since the me'ila over here was not on both slum, it was only on one sela, so on the one sela he has to pay back karen v'chaymish, so the karen, the initial amount is one sela, and he'll add to that one zuz, which is a fifth, milabar of a sela, the total of five zuzim, is one-fifth from the outside more than the Karen, the original Sela. So Rashi points out that here we're using the words La'ashamay and La'milosay different than the second case. In the second case, we said La'ashamay meant Asham Me'ilos, and La'milosay meant the Karen V'chaymish that he owes to Hegdish. Now we're saying in the third case, Yakrev La'ashamay means for his original Asham that he had set aside the money. This is the money set aside for that Asham, and he wasn't moyal in that, and he brings it for, as his original intention was to bring it for his initial asham. The hasheni l'milasei, here milasei does not mean karen v'chaymish, here l'milasei means for his asham me'ilois, which in the second case, we said the word ashamai means asham me'ilois. Here we're saying the word milasei means asham me'ilois. So we're using the words differently in the second and third case. The Gemara is going to point this out. And another very important difference between the second and third case is that in the second case, he's able to use an animal for repayment of Karen V'chaymish. In the third case, he cannot use an animal for Karen V'chaymish. He has to bring from his house sell of a chumsha. Why is that? Because which animal should he use? Should he use the original asham? For that, he set aside money, and it became an asham, and it went up in value. But who gained from that going up in value? Hegdish gained. It was worth a sela, and now became worth two shloim. That's Hegdish's gain, not his gain. The Asham Me'ilos he can't use for Karen V'chaymish, because Asham Me'ilos is a separate payment besides, a separate chiyuv besides the Karen V'chaymish, so he has to add a separate Selah of a Chumsha. Whereas in the second case, where he was Moil in both Sloyim, he made both animals Chulin, so the money went out L'chulin. Now, if there's any gain, the gain is in his Rishus, not in Hegdish's Rishus. Therefore, he can use the first animal for his Asham Me'ilos. He can use the second animal for his own Karen V'chomesh. And even though it comes out that he's gaining because he has to pay back the Hegdish to Sloim, because that was what his Me'ila was in, two Sloim plus a Chomesh, a total of 10 Zuzim, as we explained, he can use this second animal because any gain gained in his Rishos, because it was Chulin. Therefore, he doesn't have to bring from his house an additional Selah V'chumsha. Begins the Gemara to analyze the Mishnah. In the Resha, meaning in the second case of our Mishnah, it says that he brings the isle that is worth 10 Zuzim, he brings it for his Mi'ila. What does the word Mi'ila there mean? Ilema el asham, if it means the asham me'ilois, lememra de chaymish bahadi ayl maisilei. Are you telling me that he brings a asham me'ilois, every asham has to be worth 8 zuzim? He adds to it the 2 zuzim of the chaymish, so the chaymish is going together with the Asham me'ilois, v'haksiv, the pasuk states, v'es asher chata min ha'kodesh, yishalem, v'es chamishisa yosef alav. So we see from the pasuk that the chamishis, the fifth, goes together with what he stole from Hegdish, with the Karen. Alma b'hadi gzeila ma'isilei, it doesn't come together with asham me'ilis, but rather it's included with the chaymish, with the Karen and the chaymish v'yoid. And I'll ask you another question from our mission itself. Because k'tani seifu, we learned in the third case, the last case of the Mishnah, echad l'ashem, echad l'chulin, that he, the case was where he took one of the Elim for his Asham, and the other one he designated for Chulin, so that din is, im hoyishal Asham yafishte Slaim. If the one that he originally designated to be an Asham was worth 2 Slaim, yikarv l'Asham, he should use that for his original Asham, vasheni, and the second animal, the one that's for Chulin, he's chayiv now, Karen Chaimish for Asham, so he should use the second one, Limi Ilasai, V'yavi Ima Sela V'chumsha, and together with Asham Me'ilos, he should bring a Sela and a Chaimish. Alma, Chaimish Badik Zelem Aislei. We see clearly from our own Mishnah that the Chaimish comes together with what he has stolen from Hegdish and not with the Asham Me'ilos. So the Pshat in the second case, V'asheni Limi Ilasai, cannot be that we add the Chaimish to the Asham Me'ilos. Ela. And we're going to go with the Girsa of the Bach, my Me'ilasai, what does it mean in the Reisha, in the second case, Me'ilasai, the Ishane Me'hegdish, that he has had Hanoah from Hegdish, the next word, V'yeshnai, we're not Goras, the Ishane Me'hegdish, Mishtei Sloyim, Daf Rishinu La'asham, V'lachik B'em Shnei Elim L'chulim, he had Hanoah from Hegdish, from those 2 Sloyim that he had separated to buy an Asham, instead he bought with it 2 Elim, in the second case for Chulin, the Yafish de Sloim Makrvle El Asham, the one that's worth 2 Sloim, he brings an Asham Me'ilois, because he's Chayiv Karen Chaimish Rashim, so that he takes care of the Asham Me'ila, the Yafa Asarizuz, and the one that's worth even more than 2 Sloim. It went from 1 Sela to 10 Zuzim, Yoev Lei, Lamai, this Hanime Hegdish, the Havalek Zela V'chumshay, that he gives for the Karen V'chaimish. So he gives it for his original Asham, that had to be worth 8 Zuzim, and he's Moisif 2 Zuzim, and this one that's worth 10 takes care perfectly of the Karen V'chaymish. According to the Strat, we'll have to say that the word Me'ila in the second case of the Mishnah refers to what he stole, not his Asham Me'ilois. That's the word Ashamai. Asham Me'ilois. Me'ilose means the Karen V'chaymish, what he stole. He has to be Maisiv, besides the Karen, another Chaymish. Sfrek the Gemara, B'mayu Kimta L'Me'ilosei. The Reish Gzeiloi. How are you learning Pshat in the word Me'ila of the Reish Gzeiloi and not Asham Me'ilois? Ema Seifa, tell me Pshat in the Seifa. echad l'asher v'echad l'cholim. If he separated two animals, one for usher, one for cholim. Im ha'yishal l'asher yafir shtei slayim. If the one that he had designated to be an usher was in fact worth two slayim, yikar l'ashamai. He should use it for his original usher. V'asheini, and the second animal, l'me'ila, will be for the asham me'ilais. V'yavi ima sel v'chum shah, and he should bring together with it a keren v'chayinemesh, alma milasei el asham. So here, the pshat in the word me'ila is not keren v'chaymish, because that's what you're adding with the phrase v'yavo ima sela v'chumsha. So me'ila must mean the asham me'ilois. So reisha kar le'lim lasei gzeilai. In the reisha, in the second case, you use the word me'ilasei to mean what he stole, and seifa, and here, as we turn to the Chav Zayin Amad Aleph, in the third case, kar le'lim lasei el asham, there you're referring to asham me'ilois. How do you use the same word interchangeably one time for keren v'chaymish, and one time for Eil Asham of the Asham Me'ilois? Answers the Gemara, it's two different cases. And in each case, we use the word what's appropriate for that case. Reisha, the Havalei Eil, and the Shita tells us that the next word is the Zavan. The Eil that he purchased, the one that's worth 10 Zuzim, Karen v'chumshay. That takes care exactly of what he's chayiv of the Karen of 8 zizim, plus the chaymish of 2 zizim, which equals 10 zizim. And this isle, the second isle, is worth 10 zizim. So, as the Masar Shah says, the next word is kri, kari lay, kufre should, kari lay, lemilos exele. So he called he used the word me'ila to refer to what he had stolen from Hegdish. He had to pay a Karen plus a chaymish. So there, where the second isle is worth 10 zuzim, and that's exactly what he has to pay for Karen v'chaymish. So the word me'ilasei refers to what he stole, Karen v'chaymish. If we're going to call it ashamai, because the Karen is his original asham, which had to be worth 8 zuzim, plus 2. If we're going to call it ashamai, people will wonder, well, he was supposed to bring one for 8, now he's bringing one for 10. But if we call it me'ilasei, nobody wonders, because we know that if there's me'il involved, it's Karen v'chaymish. Memeli's going to have to give to Hegdish back more than what he stole from Hegdish. But seifa, that's in the ratio. But seifa, the loy have a Ayil, and again the Shita changes the word from Ruban to the Zavan. The Ayil, the ram that he bought here, is not representing care of a Chaimish. Why? Because in the Sefer, where he had only done Me'ila on the second animal, the first animal he properly brought for his original Asha. So he has to pay a Karen v'chaymish here. The Chaimish is only one Zuz. The Karen is the one Sela that he misappropriated from Hegdish to use it for Chulin. One Sela he used correctly for an Asha, and one Sela was for Chulin. So now he has to pay back a fifth, which is 5 Zuzim instead of the 4 Zuzim. If he's going to give the second animal that's worth now 8 Zuzim, so that's going to be much more than the Karen v'chaymish. So here, we're not going to use the Asham for... We're not going to use that second animal to pay off Karen v'chaymish. It's much more. So here, he uses that animal for his Asham me'ilois. So here, Eil Asham... Karilei el asham me'ila. So here he refers to the word me'ila as referring to the asham me'ilois. And then he brings, as the Mishnah says, from his house, mibesa, he brings an additional sela and a chaymesh. That's the keren v'chaymesh. And the me'ilasai here, in this case, refers to the asham me'ilas. Because if he's going to use this animal for the keren v'chaymesh, he's going to be paying much more. So here it makes sense to refer to me'ilasai, that's asham me'ilas. The original asham that he's bringing separately is an asham. Then he's bringing an asham me'ilas. And besides that, he's bringing a keren v'chaymesh. So in the first case, it makes sense to call the keren v'chaymesh me'ilasai. So people will understand why he's not paying 8, he's paying 10. He's paying the original asham, Karen, plus 2. That's 10. Me'ilasei. In the Seifa, where he would be paying too much, much more than he's chayv, he's only chayv 5 zuz, he'll be paying 8 zuz. There, the me'ilasei refers to the asham me'ilois, which has to be worth 2 slime, 8 zuz, and separately he brings the Karen v'chaymesh, v'yavai ima, sela v'chumsha, and with the asham me'ilois, me'ilasai, together in the sefer, he brings separately sela v'chaymesh. Boy, Rav Menashe Bar Gadda. Rav Menashe Bar Gadda had the following question. We saw in our Mishnah in the second case that he uses the second animal for Karen v'chaymesh. he uses it for ten zuzim, which he's chayiv to hegdish, eight for the mi'ila of the two sloim, plus an additional two zuz, which is a total of ten zuz. So we see that the chaymish has on it a halach of asham, because he's bringing now one big asham that's worth ten zuz, and that takes care of the karen v'chaymish. The question is, can you bring a asham, his original asham, which we saw, you can add to it a chaymish to the principal, to the karen? What happens if I use a bunch of chumshin, I accumulate chumshin, and I want to use all those chumshin for the original asham? And what will I do with the keren? The keren will be, Rashi says, will be moiser asham, and there it will have to graze, get a mum, and the money will then go l'kayat samizbeach. The question is, do I have to use the keren, or can I use an accumulation of fifths until they become eight sloim, which will enable me to buy an ushim with that? Boy, Rabbi Nashim Bergada, bekinus chumshin, maushi ischaper. If I accumulate a bunch of chumshin together, could I receive kapora for my original ushim that I was supposed to bring to the Beis HaMikdash? Rashi explains, Kigoyin hifrish beis lom la'ashem u'mol b'keren dal palmim. Four times it was moil. How is that possible to be moil four times in the same keren? Once you're moil, it's yaitz l'cholin, so you can't do it four times. So the Aruch HaNer explains, each time that he was moil and wanted to use it for cholin, he then rededicated it for the two sloim for an asham, and then he again was moil, and then he again rededicated. He did this a number of times until he had done four times of Me'ilah. So he was chayiv four times Asham Me'ilas. We're not discussing that. We're discussing the four fifths that he has to bring each time a chaymish. Each chaymish is two zuzim. Out of eight zuzim, a quarter, which becomes a fifth millibar, as we explained before, is two zuzim. Four times two zuzim is eight zuzim. That's two sloim. Can he now go and use those eight zuzim, those two sloim, which are an accumulation of fifths, for his original asham? We saw in the Mishnah that you could use a chaymish together with the original asham. But the question is, can I use an accumulation of chumshin to make my original asham, and what will happen to the karen? The karen will be meiser asham, which will have a din of yirat sheyistayv. This is the question of Menashe Bar Gada. So the Gemara now says that Rav Menashe Bar Gada shaila is really part of a much larger shaila. Mi amrinin imtim tzuloimer adam mischaper b'shvach hegdish. The Gemara soon is going to have a shaila whether a person can receive kapora through that which hegdish has increased in value. Can a person use that for his own kapora? So if you will say that a person could use the shevach, the increase in value that Hegdish experienced, for his own kapora, that could be in the case, as Rashi brings, where somebody designated an animal for an asham that was only worth one sella, and then it increased in value to two sloim, and we say that although the increase came in the Rishus of Hegdish, he could use it as a kapor for himself. But would that be a comparison to our question here of kinnus chumshin? Maybe there's a difference. What's the difference? Over there, it helps mishum de katarch kame, because, as Rabbeinu Geshem says, every day he had to take out the animal to the field. He was busy raising it and improving the animal. And therefore, he gets the benefit that he can use the shvach to hegdish for his own kapora. Avol hachi, here in our case of chumshin, in the question of Menashe Bar Gada, de loy katarch, he didn't, as he misused Hegdish through Me'ilah, he wasn't Toreich in any way for the betterment of the animal. So maybe there, Loi Mischaper, there the increase that Hegdish experiences will not serve as a kapora for this individual. He won't be able to use the accumulation of the Chumshin for a kapora of an Asham. Oy Dilmor, maybe, will say just the opposite. Imtim, it's a Loimer. If you'll say in that big Shiloh, that ain't not a Mischaper Shrach Hegdish, that where it was worth one and now it's worth two, a person cannot use that added value of Hegdish for his own kapora. You know why? Mishum delay afreshe. Because originally, when he separated, he only separated an animal that was worth one. He didn't separate an animal that was worth two, so memela, he doesn't get that advantage. Aval hadein. But in our case of kinnus chumshin de afresha, here where he did accumulate all the chumshin, and he said from the beginning, I want to use this now for my kapora of the ashram that I'm chayiv, iklame mischaper. Maybe here we would say it's mischaper. So if you say in the big shaila that on a mischaper b'shvach hegdish, maybe there it's different because he was tareich, and here it won't work by chumshin. And if you say in the big shaila that ain't on a mischaper b'shvach hegdish, that's because he didn't separate an animal that was worth two. But here where he separated an animal that was worth two through the accumulation of the four chumshin, so maybe the kapora will work. The boy Elihu. Now the Gemara focuses on the major shaila here. Mischaper b'shvach hegdish aloi. Here is the shaila the Gemara was referring to. The b'nei yeshiva had a shaila. Could a person be mechaper through the increased value that hegdish experienced or not? Toshima, the Gemara now wants to bring a right to this question from our Mishnah. Hamafer shnei shalom l'ashem. We learned in our Mishnah that if somebody separated two shalom for an ashem, the luck of ben shnei elam l'ashem, and he was able to purchase with the two shalom two animals, and he designated them both for his ashem. Hoyech mem yofer shnei shalom. So the Mishnah said that if one of them was now worth two shalom, yikarv l'ashem, he should use that one for his ashem. Vasheni, and the second one, which he doesn't need anymore, is a moisar ashem. It's a leftover of an ashram, and the halach is yirachi yitzayev, it pastures until it gets a mum v'yimacher, and it's sold v'yipludava v'lidava, and its money it falls l'nidava for the kayetz ha-mizbeach. So my love isn't the case here speaking about the zav and barba. He purchased an ayal for four zuzim. The zav and barba ayal, each ayal cost him four zuzim, both together eight zuzim, which is the two slayim. So each one was one seller, which is four zuzim. V'shabach, and now it became worth more, the shavit tmanya, and now it became worth eight. And what did the Mishnah say? That he could use one of them, the one that was worth four zuzim, one sela, and now is worth two sloim, eight zuzim. He can use it for his ashram, shema mina, adam eschaper, bishvach hegdish. So even though this appreciation in value was in the rishus of hegdish, the Mishnah states that he can use it for his ashram. So you see, befeirish from our Mishnah, that a person could have kapara even though it was hegdish that appreciated in value in the rishos of hegdish. Says the Gemara Loi, it's no raya. It's not speaking about a case here where he purchased it for one sela, and now it was worth two selaim. He purchased it for four zuzim, and now it's worth eight zuzim. No. Hachmayaskinen, the oizel raya gabe. It was always worth eight zuzim. It was always worth two selaim. It was the shepherd who gave him a bargain. He discounted it, and instead of charging him two selaim for one aisle, he gave him two for the price of one, and it came out that each aisle only cost him one sela. But the real market value of the aisle was two selaim, and that's why the Mishnah says he's allowed to bring it for his kapora. It's no raya that Adam is chaper bishrach hegdish, because hegdish in this case did not appreciate in value. Toshima, the Gemara now wants to bring a raya to the Shah from a brisa. Lokach ayil besela. He purchased a ram for one sela, pitmoy, and he fattened it up. Vemiroy al shtayim, and he made it worth two sloim kosheris, and now allowed to use this ayil which he had designated as an asham. He's allowed to bring it now as an asham because it's worth two sloim. Shma mina, adam is chaper bishvach hegdish. So here we have a clear raya that even though it got fat, it got worth more, it appreciated in value in the Rishus of Hegdish because it was already designated as an ashram, and yet he's allowed to use it as a kapora. The Gemara says, Loi pitmashaini, the case where he fattened it up is different. The hachasle tamanya, it cost him four to purchase the isle, it cost him four to feed it and raise it up that it's fatter and it's worth two slime. So he invested two slime. We have no raya to a case where it was only worth one sela, and it appreciated in value in the Rishus of Hegdish without him spending two sloim. In this case, he in fact spent two sloim, four zuzim for the purchase, and four zuzim for the fattening. That's no raya, where he only spent four zuzim, only you spent one sela, and then it appreciated in value. Toshima, the Gemara brings a raya from another brisa, lokach ayil besela. He bought the ram for a seller. Now it's worth two, kosher. And actually, this is the continuation of the brisa that we brought down before. This is a second case. So, l'chayra, we see again from the pashtus of this brisa that something that was worth one seller now is worth two. There was a shvach in hegdish, and yet he's mischaper. Here also, we're speaking about that he spent money to fatten it, And we have no proof to a case where it just appreciated in value without him investing a full two slot. If so, the Gemara asks, that's the same halacha as the Reisha. So the Gemara answers, no, there's a difference. Reisha, the Zoven Ba'arba Ba'ajbechei Ba'arba Chrina. The Reisha is speaking about where he purchased the aisle for four zuzim and he appreciated it in value by fattening it up. The food cost him another four. The chasalei tamanya. So he, out of pocket, gave eight zuzim. Seifa, this second case of the brisa, is speaking to Zavin Albar, but he purchased an aisle for four. Va'ajbeke betlosa. Then he invested in food to fatten it up another three. So his investment was seven. Vishave tamanya. And it appreciated without him fattening it up from seven to eight. So the Rashi points out that the Gemara, in a few lines, is going to ask the obvious question. So if there is even one zuz which appreciated Bershus Hegdish, which he didn't invest, then we have a riot to our Shaila, that Adam is Chaper Bishvach Hegdish. The Gemara will ask that in a few moments. But now the Gemara looks at something else. Ihachi Eima Seifa, look at the concluding statement of that Brisa, which is, even though we said Lokach Al Basel of Areu Bishnam is kosher, it's valid for his kapara, but Yeshalem Selam Ibesa, he has to give Hegdish an additional selah from his house. And the question is, if he invested seven, he paid four for the purchase, and he added another three, Hachasale Zion, so he had out of pocket expense of seven. Why should he have to pay another selah? I could understand him paying another zuz, which was appreciated in Hegdish, that one zuz. But why should he have to pay a full sell of four zuzim? The Gemara answers, you're right, he only gives one zuz. My Yishalim, what does it mean he pays? It means tashlum the seller. He has to complete the seller. He only paid three zuzim for the food products to fatten the animal, and a zuz bringing it up to eight zuzim was the Shevach of Hegdish, so that he has to pay to Hegdish, he has to round up and complete the additional Sela. Ask the Gemara, now comes that question that Rashi told us about. If we hold that a person cannot be Mischaber through what Hegdish appreciates, what does it help that he adds another Zuz? Ayil ben shtei slorim bein v'leka. We need, from the outset, that this aisle should be worth two slaim, and not appreciating in value in the Rishus of Hegdish. It doesn't help that he spent seven, and there's one zuz that's coming from Hegdish. The bottom line, it's coming from Hegdish. And if you hold that a person can never receive kapora through an appreciation that happened in Hegdish, then even this one zuz of appreciation would be a problem. How could he receive kapora for it? So the Gemara says, you're right. This ton of the Brisa holds that a person could be Mischaper. V'araya, there's one Zuz that appreciated in Hegdish. Ihachi, if that's the Pshat, so Tashlum the Sel Layitem, then he shouldn't have to pay to Hegdish that one Zuz that rounds out the full Sela of appreciation. He shouldn't have to pay that either because he's allowed to use the appreciation of Hegdish. Why does he have to pay back Hegdish that one Zuz? The reason that he has to pay up to make it a full Sela and he has to give that Zuz because he only invested three Zuz for food. The reason is Gzeira, that's a Gzeira of the Chacham Shema Yarm, where people will say, Ayil, that an Ayil less than two Slum is Mechaber. They'll think that you can never add Hegdish to his layout. He has to lay out a full eight slime, and you can't include Hegdish. And if they see that in fact he only laid out seven, they'll think that maybe he's not machuiv to lay out eight. Seven is enough. So therefore, to take that out of their thinking, we make sure that his expenses are always eight. And if he only spent seven and he has to get it up to eight, he'll have to add that zuz. Really, he's relying on the Shevach of Hegdish, because this Tana holds that a person could be mischaper with the Shevach of Hegdish. But in order that people shouldn't get confused and think that you can receive a kapor with less than eight, we make sure that his layout of money always comes to eight. If he only spent seven, he has to give one zuz to Hegdish to round it out continues the Gemara. My Havia law. What is the answer to our Shaila? Whether Adam is chaper b'shvach hegdish or not? So Rashi points out in the left margin, the second line on top, even though the Gemara just brought a proof that Adam is chaper b'shvach hegdish from the Braisa, but the Gemara now does not like the teretz that there is a tashlum of the sela. Because of Xera, they consider that a dochek, because if you hold that Adam is chaper b'shvach hegdish, there should not be any reason for the person to pay anything additional to hegdish. And therefore, the Gemara feels that it remains an open question. Toshima, come in here. We have the conclusion of the Braisa, where we brought two other parts of the Braisa earlier. The conclusion of the Braisa says, Bishas hafrosha yofasel, if at the time of separation it was worth one sel, Bishas kapor yofashtei slom, and at the time of kapor it was worth two sloim. So the din is yotza. We will be goyrets the way the Shita Mekabetzes brings in Ois Yud in the middle a gilyon, and so too Rashi brings in the name of the Tosefta, that the psak is that in fact you are Yotza. And according to the Shita Mekabetzes, there's another case in this Braisa, and that is Bishas Afrosha Yafishtaim, Bishas Kapor Yafisel Apostle. The Shita, instead of using Yotza and La Yotza, uses the words Kosher and Apostle. So if it's worth one at the time of separation, of designation, and then it went up to be worth two, it's kosher, you're yotze. And if it was worth two at the time of designation, and at the time of the kapor, it was now down to one, the halach is you're not yotze, or in the lashon of the shita, it is possible. So we see clearly that if there was a shevach in the rishus of hegdish, a person could be mischaper. Ask the oracle there, maybe it's speaking about also that he fattened it up, like the Gemara was matcha the steretz before, and the oracle there answers that since this is the third case of the Braisa. So if we said that the first two cases are speaking about fattening up, then it would seem clear that the final case must be different, and it must be speaking about it was not fattened up. And yet the halacha is that you are yotze, because we hold that a person could be mischaper v'shvach hegdish. Boy, Rabbi Lazar, although we've just concluded that Adam is chaper b'shvach hegdish, this is exactly the question of Rabbi Lazar. Adam is chaper b'shvach hegdish or loy? I'm Rabbi Yochanan. When Rabbi Yochanan heard that Rabbi Lazar asked this question, he was startled. How many years did this person grow up amongst us? He was in our Beis HaMedrash. Apparently, I've said shiurim on this many times, and I've repeated the halacha many times, and he doesn't know what the answer is. He was wondering in amazement. Says the Gemara, Mechlal Dom Rabbi Yochanan. This certainly would indicate that amongst Rabbi Yochanan's teachings, we must have somewhere where Rabbi Yochanan said that a person is Nischaper Bishvach Hegdish. Where is that? The Gemara wasn't aware. Says the Gemara, in, yes, Val Hada Amra. And on this following Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan made that statement. It's time we learned on a Mishnah. Vlad Toida Utmurasa. The halacha is that by a Toida, if it has a child, so the child has the same din as the mother, even though the person who went through four different kinds of dangerous situations and has to bring a toda, if he brings the toda with the mother, then the vlad is moser, is extra, but the halach of a moser toda is that has the same din as the mother, as the original toda, with the exception of the 40 breads. The toda brings with it the 40 breads. Four of them, one-tenth, are eaten by the kohanim, and the rest are eaten by the owners. And this halacha of the 40 breads is not by the leftover toda, for example, the vlat toda, or tmurasa. If he exchanged the kedusha of the toda onto another animal, so the original animal remains a toda, and the tmura receives the halach of toda, with the exception of the lachmi toda. And a third case, if somebody separated a toda and it got lost, and then he designated another one as a substitute, and then the original one was found, so this second one that he had designated as a substitute also becomes a meister toda with all the halachas of toda, except no lachme toda. Ein tuna lachem. All of these three cases do not require lachem. V'shalach Rav Chanina mishmei Rabbi Yochanan, and Rav Chanina sent a message in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Loishanu, when do we say that it doesn't need the 40 breads el achar kapara? The vlad ein ton lachem. A vlad of a toda does not require lachem if we are shechting the vlad after the mother. So the person has already received kapora through the shechita of the mother. Then the vlad does not get lechem. Aval if ne kapora. But what happens if instead of using the mother, he used the vlad, and there was no kapor yet through the mother, then when you bring the vlad to on lechem, then that vlad is serving as the mechaper for the person who requires the todah, and then that vlad would also have the 40 lechem. Alma, we see from this, because sovereign mechaper b'shava chagdish. Here is where Rabbi Yochanan made the statement that a person could be mechaper through the appreciation in value in hegdish, because from one animal came two animals. The mother had birth of a child, so that child has the same din of a todah. So this increase is in the rishus of hegdish, and yet we see that you're allowed to use the vlad for kapora, and at that point Rabbi Yochanan said it requires the 40 lechem, but we see from this statement of Rabbi Yochanan that he holds that adam is chaper b'shvach hegdish, and that's why he was wondering why Rabbi Lezer had this question. And now the Gemara brings another question that Rabbi Lezer had, and Rabbi Yochanan had the same reaction. Why Rabbi Lezer didn't know what his Rebbe's position was on this question. Boy, Rabbi Lezer, Bali Chayim Nidochen Oiloi. Are Bali Chayim able to be pushed away or not? Rashi explains that when something is not living and it becomes not kosher for the Mizbeach, then even if that impediment is removed, it's nitche. Once it was pushed aside, it remains permanently nitche and not able to be brought on the Mizbeach. But what happens if we are discussing Bali Chayim, live animals, that had a temporary reason why they could not be brought, and that reason went away, will they be nitche or not? For example, Rashi says this would be the case of the Shtei Se'irim that are brought on Yom Kippur, and one of the two died. So the other one cannot be brought by itself. It can only be brought as a pair. The question is, does that cause this one to be totally removed and we can't use it? Or we'll say it's only a temporary thing. We will pair it up with another sa'ir, and then this new pair will be able to use. If you hold Bali Chaim Nidochim, then you won't be able to pair it up. If you hold Bali Chaim Ein Nidochim, you will. Rashi says, why aren't we just pushing this question from the Gemara in Tmur Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis, which states that a chatas where the owner received kapora through a different animal, the original chatas has to die. So we see, even though it's alive, it's a balchai alma nidachin, we see it is pushed away permanently. The answer is that halacha of chatas shekipper balei ames is halacha l'maishu misinai, and we ain't lamed the main said Rashi. We don't learn from the halacha of Sinai to everywhere else. So ain't echanami. We have this halacha by chata shekibur balea. Clearly, that a balchai could be nitche, pushed away permanently. The question is, does that apply to other things where we don't have the halacha l'mayishu Sinai? This was Rabbi Lezer's question. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan heard this question. He said, just like we had in the Gemara before, Hare kamashanim gadol zebeinenu. How many years has this person, Rabbi Lezer, grown up amongst us, and he's learnt in our base of Medrash, v'loi sham halacha zu mimeni? He didn't hear the halacha, my position on this question? I can't believe it. Mechlal, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Amra. If so, it would seem to be that Rabbi Yochanan made a statement on this, and we're not aware of Rabbi Yochanan's statement, whether Bali Chayim Nidochin or not. So the Gemara says, yes, we do find that Rabbi Yochanan made a statement. Where do we find that Rabbi Yochanan spoke about this halacha? Dom Rabbi Yochanan, behemah shoshnei shutvim, an animal that belonged to two partners, higdish chatzia, and one of the partners was magdish to the base of migdish, his half. But he couldn't be magdish his partner's half. So now it comes out that half of it is kadosh, half of it is chulit. The chaz of halacha chatzia, and then he bought out his partner. And now he owned the other half, higdisha, and he was magdish that half as well. Now, the halacha is kedusha. There is a kedusha on the whole animal, but v'ein akreiv, you cannot be makrevit on the mizbeach. Why? Because it only got a kedusha's dam. Because since when he was first magdish it, he was not able to bring it on the mizbeach, because half of it was chulin. So therefore, right from its inception, there was no kedushas haguf. The animal physically did not have kedusha on it because it couldn't be brought on the mizbeach. It only received a kedushas damim. V'oisa tmura utmura sukiyotzibah. A kedushas dam also has the ability that if somebody wanted to substitute that kedusha on another animal, it will work. However, just like the original animal cannot be brought on the mizbeach, it's nitch, it's pushed away from the mizbeach, so too the tmura that is coming mikayach, as a result of the first animal, it cannot be stronger than the first animal, and it too cannot be brought on the Mizbech, although it will have a kedushas dam. So it comes out that here we have a case where, number one, what was pushed away was a live animal. Since there was a problem at the beginning, it is no longer able to be brought on the Mizbech, even when he later owned the other half as well and was magdish that. We also see a kedushas damim can be pushed away forever from the Mizbech, not to be used again. And we see that even if it was from its inception with a problem, we also say dichui. And these are going to be the three halachas that Rabbi Yochanan states concerning this halacha. Shema minotlas. We learn out from the words of Rabbi Yochanan three halachas. We first of all learn out bali chayim nidachin, which is the answer to the question of Rabbi Lazar, and that's why Rabbi Yochanan was wondering why Rabbi Lazar never knew what his stand on this issue was. Because here we have a live animal, and we're saying since at the beginning, when he was magdish, he couldn't bring it on the Mizbeach, and therefore it only had a kedusha dam, he can never again bring it on the Mizbeach. It was nitcha, even when that problem went away, because now he owns the animal entirely, and he's being magdish entirely, yet we say you cannot bring it as a carbon on the Mizbeach. So we see a live animal is nitcha. It's not only a halacha on a slaughtered animal, as some shittas hold. Rabbi Yochanan's shita is that it's even by balechayim. Now, Ushma Mina, Rashi tells us that the second halacha that we learn from Rabbi Yochanan is Hachi Garsin. It says, Rashi, Shma Mina Tlash, Shma Mina Balachayim Dachim, Shma Mina, Dichui Mikar Havet Dichui. That even if the Dichui happened from its inception, there is a Mandi Yomer who says that Dichui is only if near of a Nitcha. If first was good and then a problem happened. But if the problem was there right from the inception, like our case over here, we would not say Nitcha, that it's pushed away forever. We see from Rabbi Yochanan's halacha that since he cannot use this animal as a korban, even though the dichui happened right from the inception, we see that his opinion is that dichui mikara is a dichui. This is how we find the Gemara in Kedushin, Dav Zayin, and other places in Shas. And this is how Rashi is goyris in our Gemara, even though we do not have this second halacha stated in our Gemara as all. The third halacha, Shema Minot, the way we have it in Rashi, is yesh dichui bedamim. Although Rashi in Psachim, on Dav Tzarek Ches Amad Aleph, where we have the same sugya, he has the other words that we have here in the Gemara, which are kedushas damim matcha. Basically, kedushas damim matcha and yesh dichui bedamim are saying the same thing. And Rashi here puts in the last phrase, yesh dichui bedamim, but Rashi clearly states himsachim not like that. It would seem that here is a mistake. And the real girsa should be the words kedushas damim matcha. That the halach of dichui is not only by kedushas aguf, but even in our case, which only started out as the kedushas dam, you'll also say dichui. So these are the three halachas, and one of them is balechayim nedachim, which answers Rabbi Lazar's question. Boy, Rabbi Lazar had a third question, and this time Rabbi Yochanan gave a different answer. What happens if all the sheep in the world went down in price, and we cannot find a ram, an ayal, worth two shloim for an ashim? Now, what is the halacha? Do we say that since, after all, we're mekayim the pasuk in Dvorim, Perikud Beis pasuk Yud Aleph, which reads, "V'ha'ya makam asher yivchar Hashem lekechem boi l'shakin shmoi sham sham asaviu es kol asher anlech mitzavetchem on leisechem zivchechem asroseichem usrum asiyetchem v'chol mifchaim nedreichem asher tidru l'Hashem." All of these various types of karbonos you will bring to the Beis Hamikdash. And what we're focusing on in this long pasuk are the words mifchar nedrecha, that when it comes to nedorim, you're giving your choice. So even though asham is not one of the korbanos listed in this pasuk, but we will say that this pasuk is a criterion for all korbanos. Mifchar nedrecha beinan. You need the choicest. And if today, based on the market value, the choicest animal is worth less than two shloim, vayikra, I'm fulfilling that. And therefore, it should be considered good. By Asham, the Torah said before, as we quoted at the beginning of this year, where Rashi quoted the Pasuk, which tells us that it has to be Be'er Kesef Shkolim, B'Shekel HaKadosh L'Asham, that it has to be far two shloim. So since by Ashim is a special halacha of shkolim, it's not enough that it's the best of your cattle. It has to be actually worth two shkolim, and you will not be yotzei if it's worth less than two shkolim. Am Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan responded to this question of Rabbi Lazar, Kama shanim gadal mi beis medrash? How many years have we all grown up in this beis medrash? V'loi shaman halachazu. We never heard anyone discussing this halacha. Ask the Gemara. V'loi. Rabbi Yochanan never discussed this halacha. We see clearly that Rabbi Yochanan didn't know the halacha for this. So, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Yochai. Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Shimon Yochai, "When they ma loy nitnatar kitzum mechusar kapora." For the four mechusar kapora, as Rashi brings down, a zav, a yoledis, and a mitzayra, who require a korban in order to allow them to eat kachim, the Torah did not say how much that korban has to be worth. Why didn't the Torah give an amount of the korban, just like it gives by an ushim, it has to be two shkolim? Why didn't it give some similar amount by these four who are waiting to receive kapora? The reason is because if there would be a set amount, Shema Yuzlutfloy, maybe the sheep would go down in value, the Ainlam Takana Lechobakachim. And if you're insisting on a certain amount, it'll be less than the amount, they won't be able to eat kachim. So explains Rashi, what can we deduce from this? That it's only by Mechusre Kapara that there was no kitzur. But by an Ashim, where the Torah did give a set amount of two shkolim, there the Torah wants two shkolim even if the price goes down in the entire world. And any chalamid, the person won't be able to bring his Ashim until the price goes up to be worth two shkolim. So we see that Rabbi Yochanan said this halach in the name of Rabbi Shimon Yochai, and he only said it by Mechusar Kapora, not by Ashim. It would indicate that Rabbi Yochanan knew that by Ashim, there's a requirement that you must have two shkolim. Why did Rabbi Yochanan say that we never heard an answer to this question? Answers the Gemara Eima say that Rabbi Yochanan said something else. Loi limadnu halachazu. Rashi says, lacherim. We never taught this halacha to others. Of course, we spoke about it, we heard it, but we never taught it to the Talmidim. Ask the Gemara, I have a difficulty on this as well. Vaharabi Chia Bar Abba, the way the Shita is Garus and Ois Chaf Aleph, and the way we find the Gemara in Brachas, the Flamed Chesam and Beis, Rab Chia Bar Abba, Mahadir Talmudei Kol Tlos and Yom Kameh. Rab Chia Bar Abba would review every 30 days, and the 31st days, after he had heard 30 days of Limudim from Rabbi Yochanan, he would review all of them in front of Rabbi Yochanan to make sure that he was saying it accurately. Now, if we have this statement concerning Mechusre Kapora in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, in the name of Rabbi Shimon Mechai, so obviously this was expressed by Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Shimon Mechai, and his Talmud, Chiya Bar Abba, picked it up and reviewed it. So it was taught. How can you say, Loi Limadnu Halachazu? This halacha was not asked from us in the Beis Medrash. Yes, we taught it, for example, Rav Chiya Bar Abba heard it, but that other Talmidim should come over and try at some point to find out what the halacha is. It was only Rav Lazar now who had this question, but no one else had ever asked this question before. We learned before, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Shem Rashbi, Rabbi Yochanan said the name of Rabbi Shem Ben Yochai, Neima, Loi Nitna Kitzul Mechusri Kapora. Why were the Mechusri Kapora not given a korban which had a set value? Shema Yuzlu Tloy, and maybe the price of the sheep would go down. Ve'elem Takana Lecho B'Kachim, and then they would not be able to eat Kachim because they had to bring a korban that was worth a certain amount, and all the sheep are worth less. Maskul Abaya, if that's the only reason why there is no set amount by Mechusar Kapora, it comes out that any korban which doesn't have this consideration should have a fixed amount. And now Abaya and Rav are going to ask from two korbanis which should have a fixed amount and don't. Maskul Abaya al miata chatas chelev, a chatas that a person has to bring for eating chelev, yunasul kitzvah. It should have a certain amount of kapora asi. It's not coming to be matarim and kachim, and then he has no eitz if the price went down. It's coming for kapora, so let it be like an ashram that it needs a certain amount. It's not coming for permitting him to eat kachim, so why does it not have a set amount? Maskul Rav. Rav had a similar question. El miata Asham Nazir, the Asham Nazir of a Nazir who became Tameh, Lahavilei Kitzvah, let it have a certain amount. Why Dlevatolu Dasi? Because it comes for no reason. It's just Xeris Akasiv. The Tahara that comes from him becoming Tameh, that is affected by the Chatas and the Oil, as we find in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says that after he brings the Chatas and the Oil, he'll have Kapora for becoming Tameh to the Mace. And then after that, it says you should bring the ashram. So the ashram is considered as being for no reason. It's just a korban because the Torah had exerced the custom to bring a korban. It doesn't come l'shtaruye b'kachim. So again, we have the same question. Why does it not have a certain amount? There's no korban that comes for no reason. Ela sham nasibuvad. That's the only one who has no real reason. It's not. It doesn't make him kosher to eat kachim. It doesn't make him tohar from becoming tomei. That was done by the Chatas Noila. It's exeris akasiv. But if so, then let it have a kitzvah. We're not worried that maybe the price will go down. He won't be able to eat kachim. Answers says the Gemara, Kasha, that ain't a chanami. Both of these questions of Abai v'Rava are indeed difficult. We now begin on Daf Chav Zayin Amid Beis with the new Mishnah. Hamafrish Chatas Yomais. If somebody designated a Chatas and he died, Lo Yivienu Benoi, his son should not bring it, and the Sheet in Oysalef and the Mesar Shas in Oysalef say that the next word is Achrov. His son should not use his Chatas after him. Once a Chatas is designated for one person and for one of Averas, we're about to see, it cannot be changed for anything else. Lo Yivienu Michet. The Mesar Shas tells us that in the Mishnayos, the next word is Alchet. If a person ate Chelev and he designated a Chatas, he cannot use that Chatas for a different Avera, for eating dumb, for example. And Afila Hivrish Al Chelev Shachal Emesh. Let's say he ate last night Chelev. It's the same Avera. He did Chelev last night, he did Chelev today. The halacha is, Lo Yivienu Al Chelev Shachal Ayoyim. He cannot bring this designated Chatas for the Chelev that he ate last night. He cannot bring it for the Chelev that he ate today. Shenamar, the Pasuk says, by Chatas, Karbonai al chatasi, he should bring his carbon on his chet, and we learn out ad shehei karbonai l'shem chatasi, until his carbon comes for his chet that it was designated. The one he did today, the same Avera, not a different Avera, the same time, not last night till today, not a father to a son. It has to be brought for the exact korban that it was designated for. Begins the Gemara, Minani Mili, how do we know all the dinim of the Mishnah, the Tana Rabbanon, because we learned in the Braisa. It says by a Nasi in Perik, Dalet of Vayikra, Pasuk, Chav Gimel, Vehevi es Karbonoi. I learn out, Bekarbonoi, who Yotze, Vene Yotze, Bekarbon Aviv. He is Yotze with his own Korban that he set aside, and not with the Korban, Chatas, that his father set aside. He cannot use that one for the chet that he did. Yachol lo yetze b'karben aviv b'behema shehifrish aviv min akala l'chamura, oy min akhamura l'akala. I would say that from this first time that it says karbonoi, we learn out that I cannot use my father's korban from an easier avera that he did to a harder avera that I did, or from a harder avera that he did to a easier avera that I did. They're not the same. Avol yotze b'korban shifrish aviv min akala alakala, min akhamura alakhamura. But perhaps I could be yotze with my father's chatas, which he didn't use, and it was chelev, and I'm going to use it for chelev. Dumb, and I will use it for dumb. I will use it for the exact severity that my father was going to use it for. Talmalayim Karbanoi. So the Torah again in Vayikra Dalid Pasuk Chavches, where it's not speaking about a Nasi now. Now it's speaking about a Yochid. By Yochid, it also says Vehevi Karbanoi Siris Izim Tamima Nekeva. So from I learn out from there, Karbanoi Hu Yotzev and Yotzev Karbanoi Shal Aviv. He cannot use the Karban of his father at all, not even when they're on the same level. Kala Kala, easy easy, or Chamura to Chamura. Yachol lo yetze b'karban aviv b'behema shehifrish. Afilu min akala alakala min chamura alachamura. I agree with you that we learn out from Karbanai that you cannot use your father's behema even if they're on the same level of severity. Sharei ein megaleich nezirusai al behema shehifrish aviv. A nazir, when he ends his nazirus, has to bring an oila chatas and a shlamim, and if his father designated one of these karbanas, this son is not allowed to end his nazirus by shaving off his hair and bringing the korban that his father designated. So similarly, by a chatas, he cannot use the behemoth that his father set aside for a chatas. He cannot use it for his own avera, for the son's avera. Avol yoytzi b'moy shehifrish aviv, afilim and akala al-chamura, or min al-chamura al-akala. But perhaps money that his father set aside, not the actual animal, perhaps that could be used by the son. even if it's going from easier to harder, from hard to easier, I see a precedent by Nazir. Sharei adam megaleich nazirus of amoy shehivrish aviv. Because a person could be megaleich his nazirus on the money that his father separated. When is that? Bizman chain stum. That's only if he didn't designate it, this amount of money belongs for the shlomim, this is for the chatas, this is for the oil, but rather it was one large sum of money that's going for all three korbanis. V'loy bizman chain for Russian. You cannot do this when the father designated this amount of money goes only for the chattas, this amount goes for the shlamim, this amount goes for the oilim. But when it's sasim, we find by naziris you could use your father's money. So the same thing perhaps by regular chattas. If the father didn't designate a behema, but he designated money, the son could use that money. Tamaloyimer karbonoi. It says a third time karbonoi. This is in Vayikra Dalet Pasuk Lamed Beis. This is a second time that it says karbonoi by the yachid. The pasuk says from kavis yavi karbonoi lechatas nakeva tamima yaviyana. So I learn out the karbonoi you yaitse. You're yaitse with your own carbon. Ven yaitse be carbon of you're not yaitse with the carbon of your father, nor with his money. Yachol lo yaitse afilah b'moy shehifrish. And here the sheet in Iskimel puts it in the word aviv. You're not yaitz with the money that your father separated. Like we learned before from Karbanoi, that you're not yaitz even if it's the same level and even if it's only money, not a carbon. This was all speaking about from your father. So we learned that from Karbanoi three times, that kala l'chamura, or even kala l'kala, and not only a behemoth, we learned even money. That's all from your father. But what about by yourself? When you yourself separated this for a chat, maybe that will work. Talmud Loimar, the pasuk says, Karbonoi al chatosoi. The pasuk says that the korban has to come for this chet. And we learn out, like we had in the end of our Mishnah, Achihei L'shem Chattas. It has to be specifically for this Chattas, and it cannot be used by yourself from one Avera to another. Yochel says the Gemara, Lo Yetzim Korban Atzmoy Bebehemesh Hefrish Lo Atzmoy. I would say you're not Yetzim with a Korban that he separated from himself. Afilu Min HaKal Al HaKal Lo Min HaChamura Al HaChamura. I understand your logic and what you're learning out from the Psukim, not only from his father to himself, but even a designation by himself for one chet that he should use it now for a different chet. I understand that, and even if it's on the same level. Why? Why do I understand that? By a korban, by an animal, shekeinim, hifrish, behema, alachela, veviel aldam. Because if a person inadvertently separated an animal to bring it on a chet of eating chelav, and instead he used that same animal for the avera of dam, or aladam, veviel alachelav, the din is, it doesn't go into effect. Shaharei loy mo'al v'loy kiper. He was not moyal, and he had no kapora. We'll soon see what mi'ila, stealing from Hegdish, hanoah, taking hanoah from Hegdish, has to do here. But the fact is that the kapora doesn't work. So therefore, here by chattas, we cannot have intentionally kavana to take something that was designated for one avera and use it for a different avera when we see that if it's done by mistake, it's not effective. Avol yoytze b'moyz. I would think that the lemudim that you learned out from korbanei al chatasoi, that's only legabi the behema of his own that he can't use for a different chet. Avol yoytze b'moyz shehivrish la'atzmei min akala al akala min achamur al achamur. But money, which he separated for himself for one avera, I would think there that he does have the right to intentionally take that money and use it for a different avera, or even a chamura al akala, or min akala al chamura, or from harder to easier, or easier from harder. Why? Shechein im hifrish la'atzmei mo'es al achelev evin al adam. If he didn't bring a korban for chelev, but rather he separated money for chelev, and then inadvertently he used that money for dam, or he set it aside al adam evin al chelev and used it for chelev, there da locha yishare mo'al. It does go through a mila process, v'chiper, and it does affect kapor. So I would think that by money, you would have a right to do it intentionally money set aside for one chatas could be used for a different avera. Talmud loimer the pasuk says korbanoi al chatosai, and we learn from that achihei korbanoi l'shem chatoi, that again, not only by an animal is this pasuk effective, but even concerning money, it has to be money that's designated for this particular chet. You cannot switch it for another chet. Now it would seem from our Gemara that there's a new pasuk korbanoi al chatosai. We had one on the first wide line, talmud loimer korbanoi al chatosai, and now the Gemara seems to be bringing another pasuk. The fact is, there is no such other pasuk, and rather we find the Mefarish in Masechet Nazir explains that the Gemara here is making a contraction in the parsha where a person wants to bring for a chatas not a goat, but rather he wants to bring a lamb, and it begins in Vayikra Dalet Pasuk Lamed Beis Ve'im Keves Yavi Karbonoi L'chatas Nekeva Tamima. So there you have the word Karbonoi, and a few psukim later in Perik Dalet Pasuk Lamed Hey, the Pasuk says V'chiper Olav Akoyin Al Chatosai Asher Chata. There in that Pasuk we have the word Chatosai, so the Gemara takes the Pasuk Lamed Beis Karbonoi and Pasuk Lamed Hey Chatosai and puts it together and makes as if there's a new Pasuk called Karbonoi Al Chatosai, where we have the same limud as we had by a behema, we have now by money. Now the Gemara wants to know, how does me'ilah have an effect here in this whole sugya? Ma'iloi mo'avloi kiper. What did you say before by a behema that if he inadvertently wanted to switch it from one aveir to the other, there's no me'ilah, there's no kapara? Tir Gemara, Shmuel bar Simi kamed rapabachi kamer. Kiv and deloi matzi mo'el, since he cannot be mo'el, which would, if he would be able to be moel, then he would be taking out to chulin. If he could take it out to chulin, then he could switch it. His inadvertent me'ila would enable him to take it out of chulin and then use it for the other avera. If he designated the animal for chelev, now he's moel, takes it out, it becomes chulin, and now he could use it for dam. But since he can't do that me'ila, therefore kapuri nami lo mechaper, therefore he's not able to switch it. So hoyel v'kach, and since he can't switch it inadvertently, loy matzi mishani, then he can't with intention, as Argamor is speaking about where he intends to do it intentionally, say that I'm going to use this chatas as designated for chelev, I'm now going to use it for dam. So that's halacha by korban. Avul mois, but by money. Kivin de imishane moil. If he would switch it inadvertently, it would be an effective me'ila. He would be able to make it chulin. And me'ila what? Umaisi carbon mila, he would be mechuyven a carbon mila. So we see that he's able to be moitzi the money lechulin, and then he could take that money and use it for the other carbon, which he thinks he's bringing the money for. That's inadvertently. And he has the power to do that. So Eima Betchila Nami, I would say that where it's not inadvertent, where he intentionally wants to use money, not a korban, because there it doesn't work. But by money, he could switch from one chet to another. Betchila Nami Maisi, Kamash Malan, that's why we have this limud from Perik Dalit, Psukim Lamed Beis, and Psukim Lamed Hei. We put together a new limit of Korbone Al Chatosai to tell you that that's not only halacha by Korban, by a behema, but even by Mois, where we find B'Shoigei, he affected a Me'ila and was able to use the money from one aver to the other, but intentionally, we learn that from Korbone Al Chatosai, a chatas, he cannot switch from one avera to another avera, even concerning money.